Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. This is For Liberty. I am your host, Nick, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, revolution.radio, Talkstream Live, and a whole bunch of others that I never remember because I never write them down. Apparently, we're also, I guess we're being played on Rumble and Twitter, X now. Yeah, Musk is really going to change that. X just doesn't sound right. I mean, it really doesn't. It just sounds weak, but whatever. I'm not a billionaire, so what do I know? So anyway, be sure to go to the homepage, everybody. Check out the chat room. Get yourself an account on Element. Go to Revolution Radio Chat. Start tossing in ideas. Make friends. Make enemies. Make people that don't care. It's all good. Be sure to check out the advertising section. If you see something you like, pick it up. Or you got something for sale, buy up one of the advertising spots that's open. They're pretty cheap compared to everywhere else. And either way, it helps keep us on the air. And most importantly, above everything else, if you have some change burning a hole in your pocket, you find it under the seat of your car, between the cushions of your couch, under your bed, if your dog ate your change purse and you got to follow him around with a little baggie and a spoon, please hose it off before you hit that donation button up at the top of the page. We are 100% listener supported. We need all the help we can get. And I forgot to do the city. Who should I make fun of this time?
Oh,
let's just pick one.
Wait a sec. What's one of the guys that's constantly complaining?
That's everybody.
Listen, make fun of, Baltimore's in trouble.
Okay, in front of Baltimore. So if you happen to spot some change, or you happen to have the misfortune of walking down the street of Baltimore, you see some change on the ground, burn it with acid, use tongs, get yourself a fireproof hazmat suit before you touch that thing and clean it with bleach, sterilize it, burn it, whatever you got to do to clean it up, and then hit the donation button up at the top of the page and send it our way. Or you can use the three QR codes that are on the homepage to send us cryptos. Or if you prefer the old-fashioned way, there's an address down at the bottom of the page where you can stuff some money in an envelope and send it on its way. Again, we're 100% listener-supported, and we really do need all the help we can get to keep us on the air. And I am once again joined by my partner in crime, the dissident out behind the Iron Curtain in the Constitution-free zone known as the People's Republic of California, Miss Wendy Granada Forum.
Thank you very much.
So I was trying to figure out this whole video thing like we were talking about this morning on Rumble, and I don't get it yet. So we're not going to be doing that right now because I haven't got it all figured out on my computer how to do that. So I'll have to fiddle with that a little bit more coming up, and then we'll be able to get it set up where we can do the video. I mean, that would be really great for when we go do the live events, because then we can do actual video shots.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, get a camera, webcam, and then that way we can just point it at everybody that we're talking to. That would be really awesome.
Totally, that'd be great.
But let's get into a few other things. Number one, biggest pet peeve. I should have actually said Green Bay, but, you know, this encompasses a lot more than Green Bay. My scumbag congressman did not. I even called his office today. He didn't quit today. He didn't leave office today. He's holding out to the 19th. And that's what his staffer told me when I called. Oh, you know, he made a deal with so-and-so to leave on the 19th, so that's what he's going to do. And it's like, well, what about us? What about people in the 8th district?
Right,
come next week. Is it next week? Yeah, sometime on the 19th, on that Friday.
Yeah.
He's bailing out. He's going to go get his payday. Get his rewards that he stabbed us all in the back for, and for the next 9 to 10 months, not till next January 20th, when they seat all the new candidates, whoever got elected, we will not have any representation in Washington, D.C., in the 8th District of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Zero, nada. We have no effing voice in Washington, D.C., so I don't want to pay taxes.
I don't blame you. And another thing, too, how do you know that the Democrats aren't going to try to pull some fast one, knowing that there might be a seat short or something? I'm just being honest with you, because these people are evil.
They're chomping at the Democrats right now are chomping at the bit.
Right.
To get one more rhino to bail out early.
Right.
And that way it will split the House. They'll never get anything done. They'll split unless there's a bunch of turncoats, which there usually is. But if they can get one more to retire, they split the House, and if they can pull one more after that, then they take over the House. And everything that we're finding out about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Burisma, all the money that was coming in, the drugs, all the other stupid stuff that was going on. Every bit of it grinds to an instant halt, and I guarantee you money they'll be going after Donald Trump again.
Oh, yeah.
To keep him from getting elected.
Yeah.
And this is what these little scumbags in Washington, D.C. do all the time.
Right.
So Kevin McCarthy gets bumped out of the speakership. Oh, I'm taking my ball and going home, and so he quit. Mike Gallagher's bailing, but not in time for us to have a special election. So that we can get a representative in there. No, they don't want to do that. They want to basically screw over our district and screw over the Republicans in Washington, D.C. Not that the Republicans are great, but they are supposed to be the opposition party, and they're really not. But we already know what the Democrats are. Okay, we know exactly where they're going to go with this. Okay, they are going to ramrod through a whole bunch of stuff. And Joe Biden won't even care because he won't remember anything 2 minutes after it's done. You know, he's still figuring out ice cream and crap in his diaper. So, yeah, thanks a lot, Mike Gallagher, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that's just, you know what, honey, it's so unethical what he's doing. It's beyond words.
He did not have to leave at that time. He does not have to leave on the 19th. He could have left today. Didn't do it. As far as I know, from everything I've heard, he didn't do it. So we're getting screwed so he can make a seven-figure income being working for a surveillance company, you know, Palantir. Yeah, interesting name, Palantir, too. And that way he can go off and get his rewards, just like we see all these people in government do when they screw this country over. They always get paid. They always get a payoff. You know, Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein, too. They did not become multimillionaires on a government salary. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to drop a bomb here. Fuck you, Mike Gallagher. Okay? Plain and simple. You asshole. So he's, screw him. I mean, it really does just piss. Everybody here is pissed off right now. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, he's left you guys hanging out to dry.
That's going to
also hurt the country. It has a chance of also hurting the country as well. So it's just, it's like a double whammy on the hammy.
And unfortunately, though, we had and you'll understand why I say unfortunately in a second. We had a gathering scheduled last Saturday outside his office over in Green Bay in De Pere. And, you know, if we were trying to send a message about how pissed off we are at this guy, it really didn't happen as much as it should. Even though it was announced on the big radio show out here, the morning show with regular Joe, it was announced. And we had, at the most, at any given time, probably 8 or 9 people there. And then some would leave, and then other people would show up. So I did get to meet a bunch of good people, though, that way. But that was not anywhere near what it should have been. There should have been 100, 200, 500 people standing outside that office. I mean, they had 5 or 10,000 people show up in Green Bay in a snowstorm to see Donald Trump. People freezing their asses off to see Donald Trump. They would stand in the snow.
Oh my God.
But we get screwed over by our congressman. We can't get that many people to show up on a warm, sunny day. So, you know, this is why I don't get people. You know, I don't understand. They get mad about stuff and then they don't get out there and make their voices heard. It's really retarded. I don't understand that kind of mentality. And you know what? This is why we have the kind of politicians that we have. They don't give a rat's ass about us at all. They give a shit about the money. They give a shit about the lobbyists who come in and grease their back pockets and pad their bank accounts and all the rest of it. But as far as the average Joe citizen, by the way, who can't really afford to donate tons of money to people's campaigns, you know, to these bastards' campaigns, because we're trying to put food on the damn table. I went to the grocery store last week, and what normally would run about somewhere between 80 and 90 bucks was 151 this time. You know, I'm like thinking to myself, next time I go, I got to cut back. And this is the store that has good prices in it too.
Oh, really?
That tells you where we're headed. And people aren't getting, they're getting mad about that. But it's like, do you realize that this dingus in De Pere is part of the problem, and you won't show up and say anything to the guy? Not that he was going to do anything anyway, because he got his payoff. So, but and here's a kicker. Here it is. Here's a clip that, you know who John Bowne is, right? Wendy?
Yeah, who? John Bowne?
John Bowne, he does reports for InfoWars comes out. You know, they posted videos as videos up on band.video and does some investigative reporting. And this one kind of really kicked me, because this explains a whole lot of reason why these ass bags in Washington, D.C. Don't care. They don't have to care. They didn't take an oath. And you're supposed to, but they don't have them. So you got to listen. You got to listen to this report. Again, you can find this on InfoWars or band.video as well. You know, got to give credit where credit's due.
On January 10th of 1963, 45 current communist goals were submitted to the Congressional Record. Number 13 was do away with loyalty oaths. 60 years later, on the very same day, Biden, Obrador, and Trudeau met in Mexico City for the Declaration of North America, which states a plan to unify North America under the ideas of diversity, climate change, migration, health, and regional security. The beginnings of a North American Union, which is a step towards a one-world government. According to law, elected officials must swear an oath that they will support, defend, and bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And through the Freedom of Information Act, U.S. Attorney Todd Callender, along with his team at Project Proper Oath, found that not a single member of the existing cabinet has a valid oath of office. U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has no oath of office and has also failed to register as a foreign agent, which is required due to serving on the boards and conducting international business with Raytheon, Nucor, and Tenet Healthcare. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, responsible for declaring a national emergency during COVID, has no oath of office. Former Director of the Centers for Disease Control Rochelle Walensky had no oath of office. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith, responsible for investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack, has no oath of office. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves, Chief Prosecutor of Jan Sixers, has no oath of office. Vice President of the United States Kamala Harris has no oath of office. Within 30 days of appointment to public office, all public officials are legally required to have a signed and notarized copy of their oath of office. And it appears as if no elected officials in the federal government have one. They are either non-existent, incomplete, or fraudulent. The fraudulent ones are missing signatures, are not notarized, and in most of them, the words, "So help me God," are in all caps. In the U.S. Constitution, "So help me God" is not in all caps. And this matters, as many have been telling us for decades, including the great Jordan Maxwell.
Today, the entire world of mankind operates under a world law, which is referred to as the law of the high seas or international maritime admiralty. When you were born, you came out of your mother's water. Since you came out of your mother's water, you are a maritime product. This is why, when you were born, the dock has to sign your birth certificate. It's a maritime admiralty manifest showing that your mother brought you into the world and you were going to make money. Anything in this country, if it's a lawful, legal document of any kind, your name must be, according to maritime law, be in all capital letters. Why? Because you do not own your body. You do not own yourself. All capital letters name implies that you are a maritime admiralty product. You are not a human. You're not a living entity. You're a product. You're a living entity person. The actual you is represented under law by upper and lower case name. So you are a corporation whether you know it or not. But you are merely a subsidiary of a larger corporation called United States. This is the way the law works.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed it. Mix that up. That's Greg Reese, not John Bone. But
good stuff.
Yeah, but think about it. They're supposed to have, and I know there have been judges. When I'm dealing with the national citizens movement, you know, the state nationals. We talk, and you know, they tell me things and whatever. And this guy got a judge thrown off the bench, not removed from his case, but thrown off the bench because he was sitting in his office illegally because he did not have a written oath of office notarized and on file. And that, by the way, the 45 goals of communism, you can find that in Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist, read into the congressional record. And they don't care. And this is the damn thing that drives me nuts more than anything else, is these people in D.C. just don't care. I'd be interested to find out if my soon-to-be ex-congressman there has his oath of office notarized and on file somewhere. I should put in a FOIA request. But in 10 days, it's not going to matter anyway. So we have right now a rogue government. I mean, really out of control. A usurped rogue government taken over by a globalist system, the world system. And this is where the state nationals movement came in. It's like you never, ever, ever say that you agree to maritime law. The person, corporation on those legal documents in all capital letters, that is not you. That is your straw man. And you never, ever call yourself a person in court either. You just gave it up. And like Jordan Maxwell said, you are not a living entity. You're dead. The judge does not even have to listen to you in court. This is probably where Alex Jones and Donald Trump got into, probably didn't, maybe they understood it, maybe they didn't, but you know, when the judge can just adjudicate you guilty and you go, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? You better take something out of my you want me to pay a fine like that, then you better take it out of my off my straw man account and use that money because you're not taking mine. But this is what we got for government. This is what pretends to be our government. They're not even sitting legally, lawfully in office.
Right.
And they're sitting there making up all kinds of rules that violate the Constitution because they don't use it anymore. They don't have to. They're under maritime law. Constitution essentially doesn't even exist in Washington, D.C. anymore. It's absolutely ridiculous that we have to put up with this stuff. And this is why they never bust each other for anything. That's the thing that drives me even more nuts, is they got all this stuff on file, you know, evidence that has been piled up, election fraud, money laundering, all the other stuff that goes on, and nobody ever gets in trouble. I spit on the sidewalk and there's a cop there handing me a damn ticket. You know, we really have got to take this country back before it gets any further down the road, because this we're at a point that's just beyond stupid.
Yeah.
Case in point, where there's the one I'm looking for. Oh, here we go. Detroit. Somebody put in a FOIA request, and this is an article out of National News. They put in a FOIA request, and the documents that were got back, they proved that there was massive election fraud in 2020. you know, in the free, most openly transparent and fair election that this country has ever seen, apparently. So, both the DOJ, the federal DOJ apparently, and the FBI covered up the evidence of ballot fraud in Detroit in 2020. When they discovered it, the evidence of ballot fraud, the DOJ contacted the state of Michigan to request an FBI investigation, and the Michigan basically told them to piss off. That they weren't going to investigate it. I mean, come on. It's unbelievable. We don't even get away. They can't even get away with that. Here in Wisconsin, we still have somebody sitting on the Wisconsin election board in a wholly illegal manner. But because the other scumbag, Robin Voss, wants her there, she's going to stay. And the Senate is like, we didn't vote her in. She can't sit there. I really want to know what Robin Voss has got over everybody, because they are down in Madison. They are all scared shitless of this guy. I mean, I don't get it. This guy, the recall is probably not going to happen because they called in some people that pooched the whole thing. And it wasn't because of signatures. It was because they brought in some people illegally collecting signatures. One was a convicted pedophile, is not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff. Another guy committed other kinds of fraud, so they're probably going to scrap the entire thing. Yeah, Robin Voss knew what he was doing when these people were brought in. You know, my suggestion on how to take care of the problem, number one, it'd be a lot simpler. You wouldn't have to go through this massive legal process, but it's highly illegal, and I don't recommend anybody do it. And I'm not even going to say what it is. By the way, also in Detroit, they made it so that the Republicans could not challenge the polls. The Democrats could. They had a whole bunch of...
Wait, in what state?
This is in Detroit.
The Republicans cannot, but the Democrats can, but the Republicans can't.
The Democrats allowed themselves additional challengers. So if they saw something they thought was screwy or wasn't going their way, they could go in and they could challenge it. The Republicans couldn't. They were told that Republicans are not allowed to be poll challengers.
Wow.
One of the Republican voters was told that absentee ballots were not being counted. Faxed in ballots were not being counted. God knows what else they did. Remember when they were blocking up windows and kicking people out of the rooms? I don't know if that was Detroit that did that, but you know, they were basically blocking access for the Republican Party to get in there and monitor the situation. But there's no evidence of any fraud whatsoever, according to the establishment rhinos and the Democrat Party. I should just call them Communist Party. I mean, that's what they are. So, yeah, they're covering. There's a massive scam going on right now in this country. If this election doesn't go the way it should, you know, just being an honest election, you know, regardless of the outcome, if it's not honest, I think people are at a point where that line is the last one to be crossed. At least I would hope so. Where we would stop bothering, you know, our government doesn't use the legal system correctly. Why should we have to? Well, we go in and drag these guys out by their hair, tar and feather them, drag them down the street and tell them basically you're fired. We don't want you anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew we were going to expect some major pushback from these communist scumbags, and they're doing it, and they are absolutely doing it. And it's all because the guys and people in DC, it's all because they're greedy as hell. They get these nice paychecks from the lobbyists, and from the globalists and whatever. They get to live out their life and have a golden parachute that nobody else would get probably in any other normal job by comparison. And they just sit back and basically tell us all to piss off. And again, no oath of office. They're not using the Constitution anymore. They're bringing in all the goals of communism, the 45 that Skousen wrote about. It's like we do not have a government. We do not have a constitutional government anymore. That's where our biggest problem is. This what gives them the ability to sit there and lock you down, shut your businesses down. You can't leave the house. You better be wearing a stupid mask. You know, you must take this or you can't even go out and exist in the real world anymore. You have to take the damn shot. And then when everything starts backfiring on them, they're like, oh, I never said that was mandatory. Like, yeah, you did. No, I didn't. And it's not gain of function either because we changed the definition of gain of function. It's like, I swear to God, you really do want to go all Negan on these guys. You know, I just need my barbed wire and baseball bat, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, they've done some things that are just beyond words.
Yeah, well, the thing is that they lie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lying. This is why you can't even trust the good politicians, if there is such a thing. I mean, you can't trust anybody in Washington, D.C. at all about anything. I mean, they got a guy who worked with the CIA, former FBI, worked with the CIA, basically, you know, on undercover camera, kind of like the way James O'Keefe does it with the Project Veritas before that whole thing fell apart. And they got him on there saying, yeah, we went after Alex Jones, you know, we were setting him up. We went after him, and we didn't do it ourselves. You know, the FBI is not going to go after him because he didn't really break any federal laws or anything. So we got the families to go after him and basically take all his money away and make him poor and make him suffer. And he was happy about it. I mean, right now they got, and again, nothing is going to come of this, but they also got new emails that show that Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric developed COVID-19 under a DARPA grant when they said they didn't do it, doing the gain-of-function research over in Wuhan. And yet they still won't admit that they were doing it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go to jail. I mean, come on. And they really does not. I mean, it really makes you hate these people. I mean, this isn't just like, I hate this guy because, you know, for whatever. No, this is a righteous hatred of people like this. You know, this government was put together by our founding fathers. It worked great. It was almost immediately trying to be overthrown. The banks started moving in and taking over. They got tossed. And the greed factor. This is why normal Americans, you know, patriotic Americans, don't want to get into Washington, D.C. because they get ripped to shreds. You know, every stupid little thing that they've ever done in their life, and believe me, everybody's done stupid stuff without exception. And yet it's blown up in the papers when they want to destroy somebody's credibility. They want to destroy their character. And you know, whatever, just to keep them out because they want the status quo.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, Peter Daszak, yes, you're responsible for 4 years of absolute bullshit, right along there with Anthony Fauci. And then the same people, by the way. Now, the FDA just came out with this not too long ago, where they said that you don't have any right to be informed. You know, you do not have informed consent when the hospitals want to, you know, jab you with experimental medications and whatever. Well, of course, now the Minnesota Democrats, they also just voted to not to require your food to be labeled if it has bugs in it. So you can be munching on grasshoppers, crickets, ants, you know, aphids, whatever else in there, and they don't have to put that on the label of the food, whatever it is that you're eating. Remember, you will eat the bugs, and you will be happy. So there you go. This is how much these people, I mean, they're out of control. The one party is out of control. And by the way, that's both of them together. So, you know, dude, I mean, seriously, about to go off here in a minute. And here, by the way, here's something that, thanks to my scumbag congressman, this is something that you will never hear if the Democrats take over the House before the end of this year. This is the kind of thing that's up. This is George Webb. This was sent to me by Bob Sherman. You know, one of our guys that have known him for years now. So this is George Webb talking about Burisma and the reporting that went on with it.
Okay, hello everyone, George Webb and the Russian Investigative Committee, only 7 years behind us. The Russian Investigative Committee comes out today and says Burisma is a covering shadow. Burisma is a cover, it's a commercial cover for all the Gladio-type operations, the low-intensity warfare operations against Russia and former Russian satellite countries, like the one Smirnov was working in with OSCE. 7 years. 7 years. Exactly what Deep BlackBerry said. Hunter Biden was only in Burisma for a very short period of time. They're going to try to make this into MAGA Republicans going after Hunter Biden. It has nothing to do with Hunter Biden. It has very little to do with Hunter Biden. Very well, I mean, they enabled it. But the real key drivers of Burisma, Kofor Black, Mitt Romney, CIA, John Brennan, these are the people that have been driving these dirty tricks. Go all the way back to Pug Whitaker with Robert Maxwell. Go all the way back to DynCorp, Enron, all these George Bush CIA constructs. They're all the same. They're all dirty tricks. They're all money laundering, BCCI, Iran-Contra. They're all the same people. They're all the same people. Over and over again, we find that when we report it 7 years ago, now 8 years in some cases, resounding validation, and resounding verification. But the life of a reporter never ends. And that's why you're in places like Union Station all the time, going to the next story.
Yeah, imagine that. You know, don't you hate when everything that they call conspiracy theories actually happens to come true? They happen to prove that we were all right to begin with.
Right.
So I got this other one by George Webb also.
Yeah.
Now, let me stop it. This is, again, sent to us by Cousin Bob there. This one, I hadn't listened to this one yet. So we're going to have to take it as something to do with NATO's Article 5. So I'll let George do the talking.
Absolutely.
Okay, hello everyone. George Webb here in Los Angeles. You can see that we have been in the courts this morning, still waiting for the statement about this potential hack by this Chinese company called Kinect. It could be the trigger to Article 5. We don't know. And that's why we're going to the court and going to the prosecutor and seeing if their hacking in February 2020 was the thing that triggered Article 5. Remember, we don't have the documentation from the people who said they triggered Article 5, Susan Davis and Nancy Pelosi, and make a lot of rattling noise if you believe that Article 5 was triggered in February 2020. So we don't have that documentation. They didn't explain it. Ostentatiously, or the thing they showed was they wanted to make pot holders and clay pots and women's rights in Afghanistan after 30 years of warfare. Seems like a very belated declaring of the concern for women's rights, is that really what triggered NATO Article 5 in February 2020, right before the live exercise we called out in March 2020, with all the NATO intelligence people and all the NATO people like Virginia Bonassi getting the bids for this thing they were trying to jam through, which was DARPA Adept, which later came to be known as mRNA. That's how you came to know it as mRNA. So we're trying to say, okay, wait a minute. You had to have some reason, because if you don't want to make it look like it's all planned, it's a plandemic, you don't want to make it look like that. So you had to have some reason to trigger Article 5. We know a couple of weeks later they were trying to get Trump to sign Article 5, and he wouldn't, because he doesn't believe in Article 5. So we're looking, kind of like looking, searching for the roots of Article 5, the triggering in February 2020. And one of the unbelievable connections is Begin the Shaheen. The Shaheen. Remember, Benny Goodman plays the music. Begin the Shaheen.
Okay, just for clarification, in case anybody didn't know what Article 5 for NATO is, it's if one NATO country gets attacked, every other NATO country joins in the fight. Okay, so one gets attacked, it's all out war to defend that country. So just so you know what he's talking about.
S-A-H-I-N, Begin the Shaheen. The Shaheen, what is the Shaheen? Why Shaheen? Shaheen's the head of BioNTech, so he's the key guy picking up all the chips, right? Begin the Shaheen means pick up all the chips for the contrived pandemic. But who's the person who could have triggered Article 5? The other Shaheen. Begin that Shaheen to begin the pandemic. He is working in Turkey with German intelligence. Remember, we have the German political prisoner here in our group who is being called out right now in Germany because she has done the linkages between the Nazis and NATO. Remember, set your phasers to stun or set your phasers to kill. That phaser lady who runs the DHS in Germany, she's chasing this person that we're with. So she's the one who's telling us begin the Shaheen. The Shaheen, S-A-H-I-N, is the key person to watch. That Shaheen, while with British military, German military in Turkey, right, wrote the big anthrax paper that may have triggered Article 5. Remember, if you have WMD, even if it's only one pipe bomber at the DNC, even if it's your own DNC employee, even if it's your own deep BlackBerry employee putting your own fake pipe bomb at the DNC, you can trigger Article 5 that quick. If you put any kind of idea of anthrax or any kind of WMD, you can trigger Article 5. And that means you have carte blanche to do operations all over the world because it's a world global war. Right? So you can trigger Article 5 all over the world. So begin the Shaheen. Unbelievably, the same group in German intelligence, that sponsored Mohammed Atta as a Duisburg scholar, remember Duisburg's the first one to use poison gas in Germany, is the same sponsor of the pilot Al-Jarrah. Remember that we went to Winbur, we did the last hurrah for Al-Jarrah. He was the pilot. Remember Bob Malone there? Remember Bob Malone's boss sending out the paramedics? Remember Danny Rothschild, the Israeli general, being right there for when the plane crashed in Winbur, where Bob Malone worked? Remember that? And that proved also, we also triggered NATO Article 5 at that time. Only two times in the history of NATO we've triggered Article 5. Wouldn't it be strange if both times it was anthrax? Wouldn't it be strange for the thing I published this morning for the next Disease X to be a flu thrax, like a corona thrax in 2020, only now a flu thrax? Interesting combinations. Begin the Shaheen. Whenever you're looking for who triggered Article 5, always begin with a Shaheen, either at BioNTech, to keep people picking up the chips, or to keep people laying it down, laying down the threat with anthrax.
Go figure.
Wow.
Hey, maybe that's what was in that little packet in the White House. Maybe not Coke. Who knows? But there's a – listening to what he's talking about, especially when he's bringing up Article 5 of NATO, there's a reason why NATO wants Ukraine to join. Now, I don't have the inside scoop on it. I'm kind of putting the pieces together and – trying to figure this stuff out. But it just, it seems to me they want Ukraine to join NATO because they do want an all-out war with Russia. Okay, why? Putin's not playing ball with the globalists. He's not playing along with their agendas. He's not playing along with their economy. He's basically over there doing his own thing. And when, in violation of that the treaty, when the Soviet Union fell, and they put that treaty together that said, you will not park a NATO country on our doorstep. And what did NATO do? This is 30 years later, a little over that, about 35 years. They just go, yeah, you know what? Screw that. We're not going to follow the treaty, and we're gonna invite countries on your right on your border to be part of NATO. So yeah, I think Putin's pissed. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting there going to wave the flag for Putin or you know cheer the guy on or anything. I don't particularly like the guy. But at the same time, when you really step back and you take an objective look at this, and all those idiots putting the Ukraine flag on their Twitter accounts or whatever, you know, just knock it off and grow the hell up. But they want this war. They want to knock Putin off. Out of his chair. They can't do an internal coup like they did with Ukraine when they threw the duly elected president of Ukraine out and installed Zelensky. Gee, where have we seen that one before? Can you say Shah of Iran? So they want to get rid of Putin. They want to take that country. These globalists are absolutely out of their mind. And Putin's one big thing that he said is like, if you decide to attack this country, you know, Russia, we're going nuclear. Like we're all bets are off. We're going to go nuclear. And how does our country respond? Oh, gee, let's send billions of dollars to Ukraine and shore that. They're not even trying to hide it like we did when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan and was basically just exterminating everybody in the country. We still did not get into an open declaration of war against them. We could not use American-made weapons over there. We could not send them. No dollars could actually go there. I mean, I'm talking physical dollars. They had to all be different currency. But we were sending money over to Pakistan to get weapons and shuttling on. By the way, Osama bin Laden was one of the go-betweens working with the CIA. So we had to do that completely covertly. We could not, the United States could not have their fingerprints on anything that happened over Afghanistan. We would have been in a full-blown war with the Soviet Union. This time they don't even care. They're just sending billions of dollars over there. Why? Because it's 10% back to the big guy. It's a giant money laundering operation over there. And this is what George is saying on Article 5. If they bring NATO, or if NATO brings in Ukraine and stamps their seal on Ukraine, any attack after that by Russia is a full blown war with Russia. I always still think of them as the Soviet Union. I mean, this is where these people's heads are at. They want this damn war. They want the military industrial complex to keep on going. They need to be tossed. It's not going to be an easy job. I know everybody knows that. Otherwise, it would have been done already. These companies have too much damn money, and they're greasing everybody in Washington, D.C., and probably in Canada, Mexico, and every country in Europe at the same time, just to make sure that they still get products to blow people up. And we're also doing double duty though. Like we're sending money to Israel also, and then we're buying the oil from Iran because you know Joe cut off our own energy supply here in the U.S. And Iran's sending that money to Hamas. They're sending all the missiles and they're shooting them over into Israel, making that a hot war. Oh hey, let's everybody start waving everybody else's flag for that one too. Free Palestine, no, free Israel, whatever. Everybody's eyes are somewhere else. Nobody's paying attention to what's going on here. at home. And like George says, you know, they may have triggered Article 5 by sending out packets of anthrax.
Yeah, Larry.
Well, the thing is, Wendy, is that the more people start to push back, the more desperate these globalist nut jobs become, and they will push every button in their arsenal. You know, they'll lease every weapon in their arsenal to make sure that they stay in power, they stay rich,
right,
and screw everybody else. I mean, screw you. I mean, we see them do it every day. We see them spraying. I mean, even the airline companies, and we see them spraying that crap in the air all the time. They're putting insects in our food. They're doing lab-grown meats. They're putting poisons out there and telling everybody they're vaccines and you have to take them. They're threatening war with every country on the planet practically, and nuclear powers too, not even just like some little country out in the middle of nowhere. Sorry, this is not in the invasion of Grenada. This is, you're talking about, we got some mind-blowingly powerful weapons that these people have. China, Russia, the United States, Israel's got nukes, everybody knows it. You know, whatever other countries in Europe have them. And these guys are pushing everything they can, as hard as they can, to blow the damn planet up. And meanwhile, what is everybody doing? Oh my God, there's a solar eclipse out there. We got to go rent a B&B or an Airbnb, and we got to watch it. And it's a whole little 4-minute show. It's like, really, that's wonderful. But not paying attention to what's going on right in front of them. I think that's more scary than anything else, because that's going to get people killed. I mean, they're already talking about sending our troops over to Ukraine anyway. If they, like I said, if they trigger Article 5, if they, you know, if they pull that lever, then, and Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, we're in it. Unless Donald Trump gets in office, because I don't think he's going to be committing to a war against Russia. That would be stupid. With our economy the way it is right now, I don't even think we could afford a war. $35 trillion in debt. Well, let's see what the debt clock says. Because it's always interesting to see how fast this is going up. We're adding $1 trillion to the debt every 100 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go figure. And none of it's – and most of it's – we're sending billions of dollars overseas. I can't say most of it, but, you know, we're sending a great – and now – the stupid Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, showed his true colors. He says we're going to send another $60 billion to Ukraine. He wants to do that.
That's absolute. My God, what kind of bribe did he take?
I know.
We can't take it. We cannot send another $60 billion to Ukraine. Have somebody else. What is Mike Johnson thinking? What is what?
He,
I mean, are people phoning his office?
The only thing I can come up with Johnson is somebody pushed a button on him. I don't think he was – I think I always get this guy's name wrong. I can the first guy that they had that they put up for speaker would have been a better – Jim Jordan would have been
right.
A better speaker of the House.
Of course.
No, because the rhinos – did not want him because he was going to screw up their, you know, their money transfers into their banks. You know, it's like,
right,
we still got to get our bribes. So we got this. They compromised. They got Mike Johnson. Does the exact same thing that every effing politician does. Does a 180. As soon as they get into a certain position, they do a 180, and it's screw you, America. I'm sick and tired of these America last politicians. Okay, and it's not just them, by the way. There's all the bureaucracies that come out of D.C. And on the state level, too.
Oh, yeah, the county, the city. Yeah.
These people, like, you know, we're just following orders type of guys running around and basically trampling all over your rights that you find out that you don't really have anymore because they don't give a shit about them. Okay, I mean, these ass bags talk a good game, but when it comes right down to it, they'll stab you in the back and 2 seconds flat for a buck. Here's a dollar. Go, how's that? Did I get the knife deep enough? Should I twist it? So right now on our national debt clock, we are $34,640,000,000,000 in the red. We are not bringing in enough tax revenue to cover this. And now they want to pass. Then they just passed that $1.2 trillion budget to make sure that the government keeps functioning. I think we should shut the government down for a while, to tell you the truth.
I think so too.
Yeah, let's take a breather. Let's stop. Let's not pay them. Hey, I shouldn't have to pay them. I'm not going to be represented here in 10 days.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to give D.C. any money whatsoever.
Did anybody from the Republican Party say to this knucklehead, hey, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Everybody did.
Oh, my God.
Not enough, though. We had a couple of our county party chairmen actually sent letters out there demanding that he resign immediately. The guy in my county was one of them. I can't say it's my party because I don't belong to the Republican Party anymore. Not after that whole experience in Los Angeles. But he was one. I don't remember who the other chairman is who sent one. I think there may have been one more than that. But it's like, where are the rest of the county chairs? Why aren't you guys sending? I was like, well, you stop rocking the boat. You don't want to make him mad. Don't mess everything up. It's like, no, that's exactly the wrong attitude to have. Mike Gallagher should have been booted out, I mean, with a swift kick to the ass and kick right into the street. And today was the last day to do it. He ain't gone. He's leaving on the 19th. We're screwed. And that's the way they always do it. And we got George Webb out there telling us, doing his investigative reporting. We've got a few others out there doing what they're supposed to be doing. Don't worry about the mainstream media. I mean, this is what mainstream media is. The View thinks that the eclipse was caused by global warming. Okay?
What are you? What did you say?
One of
the View?
One of the girls on The View, Sunny Austin, she said that the eclipse was caused by climate change.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I can't believe that anybody actually watches that show. I mean, that's a lesson in stupidity. It was like that scene from Happy Gilmore when he was doing the question and answer show. The guy says there's nothing in that he resembles. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
To the show, everybody. This is For Liberty. I am your host, Nick, here on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, Talkstream Live, and a bunch of others I never remember because I never write them down. I'll be sure to go to the homepage, check out the chat room. Get in the chat room, get yourself an account on Element. Go to Revolution Radio chat and start throwing ideas out there. See what sticks. Make friends, make enemies, make people that don't care. Be sure to check out the advertising section. If you see something you like, pick it up. Or if you got something for sale, pick up one of the open advertising spots. It's cheap compared to everywhere else, and either way helps keep us on the air. And as always, and I can't stress this enough, if you got some change burning a hole in your pocket, find it under your car, between the cushions of your couch. If your dog ate your change purse and you have to follow him around with a spoon and a baggie, please use the hose, wash it off. Or if you happen to have the misfortune of walking down the streets of Baltimore, I'm going to do Baltimore twice, down the streets of Baltimore, and you spot some change on the sidewalk, please use caution. Use gloves. Use a hazmat suit. Use a flamethrower. Use acid. Use bleach, whatever you got to do to clean that up. Then hit that donation button up at the top of our homepage, or use one of the QR codes to send it to us, but using crypto. Or if you prefer snail mail, there's an address down at the bottom of the homepage where you can send it. You know, you pay pro postage. We can't do that. And just send it our way because we are 100% listener supported and we need all the help we can get to keep us on the air. And I am once again joined in the second hour by my partner in crime, the Dissident Out. Behind the Iron Curtain in the Constitution-free zone known as the People's Republic of California, Miss Wendy Granada Forum.
Thank you very much.
We will be bringing on Mark here, too, as soon as I get here. He is. But I want to get into this other thing. I was going to read this in the first hour, but of course, when you start talking, you end up going in 100 different directions.
Of course.
But This has got to do, again, this is with, our scumbag politicians, our scumbag party system, and what they're doing. Now, Wendy, you've heard of smurfing, right?
I think I have, yes.
Yeah, it's when they'll take somebody's identity and they will funnel campaign donations through this one person.
Okay.
And they don't even know it.
Right.
So some of the people that I met on Saturday outside Scumbag Gallagher's office, Who, by the way, I've got to call these people back too because I want to hook up with them. But they gave me a copy of Capital Cash Chronicles, which is a publication. You know, it's basically like an independent paper.
Is that for the state of Wisconsin for people?
No. This is their own publication.
Oh, this is their own. This is just this
group of people that I met.
Okay.
Who are in there? They are neck deep in all this stuff that's going on in Wisconsin. Peter Berninger,
right,
who I was going to do the interview with, he ended up getting arrested because they say he's what did they charge him with? Impersonating legal process, because he filed lawsuits against a bunch of people who were doing the smurfing that I was just talking about.
Uh-huh.
So here's how it works. This is straight out of their publication called Web of Deception. This is how they explain it. Originally coined by the drug cartels, smurfing involves using intermediaries or money mules to move illicit funds. In the realm of campaign finance, smurfing refers to dividing large financial donations into smaller, harder to detect contributions made to political campaigns. PACs, you know, political action committees, and other political organizations. The primary purpose of a smurfing scheme is to hide the origin of the funding and to avoid the regulatory rules that set the limits on political contributions. So in this scheme, the individuals known as smurfs make numerous small donations to a variety of political campaigns and organizations. The process starts with a significant sum of money that is then divided down into smaller amounts. Donations are made under the smurfs' names to hide the true source of the funds. It's estimated that over 100,000 individuals in the U.S. are being used as smurfs and they don't even know it. For money laundering, by the way. So the investigation that they did reveals that smurfs have funneled over $200 million into various political entities nationwide. The use of smurfs as money mules enables wealthy individuals to manipulate the elections. By directing the smurf donations to their chosen political campaigns or organizations, these wealthy donors undermine the public's right to decide who will best represent their interests in office. Yeah, well, nobody's representing our interest in office now in 10 days. The result is a significant disparity between the desires of the wealthy and the collective will of the people. The impact of this scheme is significant when considering its victims. Seniors age 65 and over count for 99% of those people affected. The majority of the smurfing victims are unaware that wealthy political influencers with the intention of influencing our elections are using them as money mules to direct funds into political campaigns and organizations. And they got on the next page of this, they got an example of one of the people, because I've saw videos where people would go around knocking on doors and they would ask them about their donations. They're like, I never donated. It's like, oh, you didn't donate $200,000 to so-and-so? It's like, no. So they got this old lady on here named Mary, Smurf Mary from Southeast Wisconsin. The total number of, now, 65 and older, remember, she's an old lady, made 5,809 donations ranging from 50 cents to 25 bucks. Making just over 3 donations per day on average, and ended up donating $21,184 and change. By the way, being the given age of this woman, I somehow think that her pension probably isn't covering that. So you can go to, if you live in Wisconsin or if you're just interested, if you're somewhere else, you can go to infoccc.com and you can look at all the ethics complaints that they filed with Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Once again, not that anything is going to come of it. So this is one of the methods that's being used. This is how they're getting around our campaign laws and everything. Again, people don't know that they're being used like this. And this is the way our political system is getting screwed up. Once again, who's going to jail? Has anybody been arrested yet? You know, is Mark Zuckerberg going to face any charges for throwing all that cash into Wisconsin and a couple of other states? You know, to make sure our elections went the way that the powers that be wanted it to. And everybody's got their eyeballs open in Wisconsin right now, paying attention to what's going on. And some people, and they're still trying to mess it up. And again, let me go right back to our scumbag Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. Yes, they are trying to manipulate the elections here again. So anyway, I wanted to, like I said, read that at the first hour of the show. I didn't have a chance to. So you can look this stuff up online too. Check it out and see what's happening. Look into your own states and find out who's getting, where the donations are coming from. And I mean, you're going to see a lot of names, but check and see how many are coming from one person, somebody who's like 85 years old and made 5,000 donations to this one person. So anyway, Mark, we got you on. How's it going tonight?
Well, I do have some optimistic news here. Over 500,000 Democratic voters have cast a primary protest vote against Biden. In the article, the first paragraph says there are clear indicators that large swaths of prior Biden voters don't intend to vote for him the next time around versus Trump. The latest example is that the uncommitted campaign is gaining steam, having garnered the support of more than 500,000 Democrat voters. The initiative, organized by dissident Democrats outraged over the President Biden's handling of the Israeli-Gaza war, has sent him a powerful shot across the bow of the presidential campaign. And the movement didn't even exist at the start of 2024 primary season. That's a huge amount. 500,000 Democrats protesting against him in less than 6 months. That's huge. Says, yet the nation says that so far in total, 530,502 people have voted uncommitted or uninstructed where it is available on the ballot. So, I mean, they're going to really have to lie through their teeth on this next election, because there's nobody, his own people don't want to vote for him.
Yeah, I saw that when I was looking at the midterm elections, because we had ours last week. And I was looking at the returns. It was on the Democrats. Of course, Joe Biden won because, you know, there's nobody else running. But yeah, there were an awful lot of uncommitted votes on the Democrat side.
Well, but here's the other thing.
Well, I was going to say,
I don't
though,
know how we can continue this funding of these wars. I mean, when we're
because he wants to.
We've got every 99 cent store shutting down. That's huge. You know how many jobs are going to be lost every 99 cent store being shut down?
Not just the jobs being lost, but the 99 cent store puts out stuff. I mean, yeah, it's cheap stuff. Everybody knows it. But it's affordable. Okay, this is stuff that's affordable for people.
So you're creating, you know, inexpensive items that people can use, anywhere from flashlights to freaking avocados, right? But the other thing is that the amount of jobs that are going to be lost. And it's funny because Newsom passed this, you know, this fast food bill where fast food workers get $20
an hour minimum.
Right? But at some place like, you know, the 99 cent store, they're probably getting $15-16. So now they're going to get zero. And what are those people going to do, you know? That's a big question. Are they going to start funding billions of dollars to help out these people that lost their jobs left and right?
No, that would cut into Ukraine's money.
That would cut into a lot of money. But the point is that it's ridiculous that they would do that. The other thing that you said earlier about people being distracted by the eclipse, right?
Well, that was just one example.
Yeah, there were more than one thing happening simultaneously with the eclipse. And we know what CERN's intent was, which was not mm-hmm. good. And we know that the Space Force was out monitoring the ionosphere the whole time the eclipse was happening. And if anybody noticed, the last 2 days, the skies have been very clear, which is very unusual.
Not here.
We have two. Well, in L.A., it's very, very unusual to not have geoengineering going on for 2 days in a row.
No, okay. We haven't had geoengineering here, but we've had very overcast skies. So.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have 2 days of blue skies, you know, even John Graff was kind of like, wow, it looks pretty clear out. You know, and I'm just going, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know, and you know, the last time I saw that in Los Angeles was when they grounded all the flights.
Yeah, well, that's how it looked yesterday and today. So I'm thinking, what's up? What is their strategy right now for not doing it? Is there some kind of phony story or narrative they're going to make in regards to climate change? And the other thing is, I think John said it too, and I think it makes sense, is that while everybody was watching the eclipse, they were all looking up at the sky.
Yeah. How unusual is that?
Not to be blasting the air with all these planes, right? All these jet craft laying line after line and in these crazy X patterns and stuff. People were bound to notice, right, across a major portion of the country. So that made sense that they would not do it during that particular time.
To God, I don't think they would have. Because when they grounded all the airlines 3 years ago or 3.5 years ago, when the skies over the San Fernando cleared up, which at that point in time was never happening. It was spraying every single day. That sky was blue, and I hadn't seen it that blue since the 80s. Okay? Nobody noticed. And when I was pointing it out to people, including my wife, I said, look up and look at the sky. And she's like, I don't get it. What are you talking about? Just nobody could figure that part out. So I don't think they would have noticed, even if the planes were still going.
Well,
I'm real cynical at this point, in case you didn't notice.
No, I didn't notice at all. But here's another story in regards to Biden's accomplishments. Illegal immigrant, all right, with 7 deportations and 11 arrests, has finally been charged with murder. It says here, a legal immigrant who has been deported 7 times, arrested 11 times, was charged with aggravated murder after an unidentified body was found in Ohio.
Yeah.
And we can thank Joe Biden, Georgia, it doesn't matter. He has so many doubles. But Joe Biden and also Mayorkas and also Merrick Garland. We can thank them, and we can also thank the governor of New York as well.
Yeah, by the way, none of who have an oath of office on file as required by law. So
yeah, well, you know,
I have a feeling that Kamala Harris, though, will probably give him get him bail money through that big bank account that they put together.
Well, here's the thing, though. Even though we got $35 trillion worth of debt and then we're financing every war that could put us in deep doo-doo, right, the black ops is never going to suffer a lack of funds.
Nope.
You know?
No.
And so that's the one thing that even no matter what the economy's like, they can still print the money, but the real money goes not into our military, but into the black operations within the government.
Yeah, you know how that gets voted on, right? When they vote on money for black ops. I would vote no on it every single time if I was in that position. Because you know how much money it is, but you don't know what it's for. They can't tell. As a matter of national security, you can't know how we're spending this money.
Yeah, even though you are the lawmakers of the land, you don't have the right to.
Exactly. Yeah, and I would be like, nope, you ain't getting the money then. I want to know what it's for.
But the question I would ask, who has the authority to allocate those funds and for what? Who are those people? What are their names?
Congress allocates the money because they have to vote on it, and it's who's distributing it after it gets
Who has after the decision power to do the operations with those funds? What are those people's names?
That's how they did the Afghanistan funding back in the 80s. Okay, they gave all this money to Black Ops. That money was funneled over to Pakistan and into Afghanistan with weapons and ammunition and all this other stuff. And of course, you know, their reasoning behind it, and the reasoning, it makes sense, you know, in a certain way, but if they couldn't tell anybody in D.C. because there are too many spies in D.C., and that word would have gotten right back to the Soviet Union that, yeah, we're over there funding money to the Mujahideen. We're sending weapons over there and everything else through Pakistan, and it would have blown the whole thing out of proportion. So, yeah, I do understand keeping it quiet, but at the same time, I have so little trust in our government at this point, it'd be like, no, you're not getting the money. I don't care what you think.
Yeah, but the other thing is a lot of the black ops are designed against us.
Yeah, that's the other problem, isn't it?
Just look at the NIH active program in the National Institutes of Health. And the principal players in that, besides Bill and Melinda Gates and those cronies, is the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and BARDA, which is the biological division of the Department of Defense. So those agencies, which are more than likely getting black op money at a certain level, are incorporated within our so-called health agencies. And there's no way that the defense department should be anywhere near our health, of health, and ingrained within the policy of that. It's just insane to think about.
Well, here's the thing, too. When it comes to our Department of Health, you know, CDC, FDA, NIH, all the rest of it, you can't tell me for one second that they're not working hand-in-hand with the DOD. I mean, do you think they came up with a gain of function all by themselves, you know, especially when they released it on the whole world? You can't tell me that did not have some sort of military application to it. You know, granted, not for national defense, you know, like it, because that would be illegal, by the way, under the Geneva Convention, massively illegal. But because DOD is pretty shady as it is in a lot of things that we don't know about, but because they want to wreck everything. They want to kill 95% of the people on the planet. So, yeah, I believe the DOD and NIH work hand in hand on a lot of things to develop bioweapons.
Yeah, well, the thing is their budget never gets reduced. And mm-mm. Their budget never gets questioned. And the thing is, the people that are saying yes to it in our government, they should not be saying yes to it unless they know the people that have the decision power and what they're going to allocate that for and what programs they're going to use it for. Yet they don't have access to that because of national security.
Yeah, of course. The only way that, by the way, their budget will ever get reduced is if they don't spend the money. Because when the bean counters will go in there, because I know I've had to deal with this when I was in the military, you know, not directly, but we knew what was going on. If you don't spend the money that you are given in 1 year, you will not get that same amount of money the next year. They will reduce your budget. Oh, you don't need that money? Good. We can cut some money out of there. And no bureaucracy or any other government agency will go that route. They will do whatever they have to make sure that they spend that money so that they can go to Congress the following year with their hat in hand and go like, we need more money. And Congress will give it to them. And then you can't figure out why we're $35 trillion in debt.
Yeah, well, like I said, they can print as much money as they want because it's just paper for them.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's nothing. There's nothing behind it. There's nothing backing this money. And that's one of the things, like I said last week, when Donald Trump was up on the podium and he said, you know, when I was in office, a dollar was worth a dollar. Now it's not worth that much. And I'm like, yeah, no, a dollar wasn't even worth a dollar when Donald Trump was president. It was worth about 2 cents. Go back to 1913 at the bank.
Yeah, I would say like 1920, 1930, maybe a dollar was worth a dollar. But,
maybe.
You know, what we're seeing now with this hyperinflation, right, there was an article here on rents, right, and it's funny. This goes back to how much hyperinflation is, and, I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm seeing some stuff that every week I go to Trader Joe's, and it seems like stuff goes up by 50 cents or a dollar every other week. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But there's this article, and it was on Zero Hedge. But it says that Dollar Tree shoppers are revolting over $7 items. Get this. It says the discount retail Dollar Tree has sparked a revolt among some of its customers after increasing the price cap of items to $7 across thousands of stores nationwide. We'll enter in the scenario with the Dollar Tree being the only one open when 99-cent store closes. So it says, if they're really going to go up to $7, that would be too much, says one of their customers. I'd rather be giving everything to Walmart, another slave-driving agency.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's just gonna rearrange things, not for the better of a lot of people who have families to feed, you know.
Well, yeah, and you got to figure a company, they want to stay in business, and with everything going up, they have no choice but to raise their prices. You know, and this is why that $20 an hour minimum wage is backfiring so bad in California, because these fast food joints have got two options: close the store or fire the workers.
Well, their strategy is, well, if we're going to pay them, you know, $20 an hour, let's put less employees at the counters and let's have them have less hours. And that's how they're going to solve it that way. And let's raise the prices of the items.
Of course
you're going to raise the prices. You're not going to eat that. You're just not.
Yeah, well, because, you know, and they're going everything automated as much as they can. McDonald's has been doing that for a long time. You know, you go into the store, you don't even have to deal with the people behind the counter anymore. You just go up to the big touch screen and pick out your food. And then, by the way, that's barely food either. So But
well, let's just remember, on the outside they have an 8x11 sheet of paper, and it has the following message for their patrons. It says, "Food and beverages in this establishment are known to cause cancer." People go in there and order their fries and Big Mac and don't even look at it.
Hey, where do I eat? You know, where do I get in line for that? They got stuff that they're feeding me that causes cancer. You know, where do I sign up for that?
Yeah, it's insane, but it says it right out front. You go to a Burger King, you go to a Carl's Jr., you go to McDonald's, they all have that sign. Because they know that the food causes cancer. Why the hell would you eat food that causes cancer? But that shows you the level of stupidity of American citizens. They don't even give a shit about their own health. They don't even read the sign right out front of the door. You know, and it's not a big sign, but, I mean, if you're looking, you can see it.
Yeah.
And the sad part is people are like, it's not going to kill me.
Well, you got to remember this, too. I mean, I go to the... You know, when I go to the grocery stores and whatever, and by the way, I'm seeing this an awful lot more than I ever have back in the 80s and even in the 90s and stuff. I've never seen this many people that are overweight. But you go up to the counter and you got this guy who's morbidly obese. You know, riding some woman with him who's so fat she can't even walk. She has to ride one of those scooters around the store. Everything below their knees is swollen up and purple. Gee, what does that mean? Oh, gee, you think they're diabetic a little bit? And they're eating every garbage thing in the store that they buy. I mean, I'm not going to tell them what to eat and what not to eat. That's up to them. You know, if they want to run that road, that's up to them. But soda, you know, with aspartame in it. They got the box pizzas. They got the TV dinners. You know, they got the snack foods, you know, the chips and that were cooked in canola oil and all the rest of it. And it's just like, where's the disconnect in all of this? Or have you just given up?
Yeah, well, you know, add to that, there's a little bit more to add on to that, is that they got their cell phone glued to their head.
Yeah.
And then they get into their Tesla and they drive around in it all day, right? Then they go home to their smart devices and their Wi-Fi.
Well, see, and that's the other problem, too, though, is everybody is so connected to the internet now, you know, whether it's their phone, whether it's their laptop or their home computer or whatever. They're not getting out and doing anything. They're not going outside. The military can't even recruit enough people because nobody is in physical shape enough to be able to join the military. Everybody's playing a stupid video game.
Well, this nobody wants to join anything. Also, because of all this pronoun bullshit and the freaking, you know, the three-letter agencies all enforcing, you know, you got to respect people's pronouns. You got to not discriminate against trans. In fact, there was a trans colonel, I believe it was, who was giving sensitivity training to a bunch of soldiers. And I'm thinking, how do you give sensitivity training to people that are going into battle? You don't have time to look for pronouns and wondering if you're hurting people's feelings when you're going into battle.
Yeah, when you're getting shot at and when mortars are going off all around you, grenades are flying, you know, they probably got some guy up on a building with a scope beaded right at your head. I'm really going to be worried about your damn feelings because I didn't speak your right pronouns.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're softening the military on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was General Miller's whole thing. He was an absolute waste product of as part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And his policies in there have wrecked our military. And now it's happening again because we got Biden in office. And, you know, Obama's pulling his strings.
Yeah, well, I think the most insane thing is if Michelle gets into the White House.
That was what I wanted to bring up before because you were talking about all these Democrats voting, you know, with their protest votes, not voting for Biden. I think it's in August. It's going to be this summer anyway. The Democratic National Convention is what you have to keep your eye on. Whatever's going to go on with the primaries is going to go on with the primaries. Keep an eye on the National Convention because that's where they might flip the switch. This is where they might get Joe Biden to step aside and hand his electors off to somebody else. So it may not even matter that there's a protest vote against Biden. They may already have this in the works. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it might. Where they will get Biden to step aside and they'll put in whoever they want. It might be Michael. Okay, could be whoever. I don't know what their game plan is on who they want to pick in there. But anyway it goes, it's not going to be good. And it can't be Biden because Biden is an absolute disaster at this point.
Well, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was a funnier than shit little clip on the Eclipse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing the 2001 Space Odyssey music, you know. Da, da, da,
yeah.
Da. And they show the black dot getting ready to cover the sun, right, for the eclipse. And it's an image. The black dot turns out to be an image of Donald Trump causing the eclipse. Okay, that gets people's attention. But the thing is, with Donald Trump, I'm not even sure that he could turn things around. I think that he could put a lot of stuff into the mix and possibly you'll get some really significant things done. But I don't think he's going to be the end-all, be-all to what's going
on. No, it was like what I said when he first got elected. He isn't – he may not be the right guy, but he's the one we need right now. Okay, he's the first – he's the first step on that ladder to crawl – getting out of the hole that we're in. Okay, he's not going to be perfect. He's going to screw things up. I mean, he screwed the vaccine thing up pretty good. But there's a there this getting out of the hole that we're in right now, that's not going to be one or two terms of a good president. This is going to take – it took us 114 years. Is it 114? 111 years, excuse me, to get into this hole, with the, especially with the bank – when the bank took over. Okay, we're not going to get out of it in eight. Okay, this is going to be a massively long process to dig ourselves out of this.
Well,
so you got to be in it for the long haul.
It wouldn't be a bad idea for Bobby Kennedy Jr. to bring up his uncle's draft to get rid of the Fed. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Him, Ron Paul, too. You know, get him. Bring up the full audit that Ron Paul tried to get through that ended up getting watered down. And then when you find all the fraud that we already know is there, because even that audit, which was, like I said, watered way down, they picked out the fraud. There's massive amounts of fraud going on at the Fed, and it's all at our expense. And then just bury the Fed. Just step in there with the Treasury Department, said, you know what, we're taking over. And instantaneously our debt gets wiped out.
Yeah, well, you know, I've said this before. You know, if they wanted to make America great again financially, the federal government should put a ceiling on all loans, all credit cards, anything to do with giving credit at all. Mortgages,
yeah.
Credit cards, et cetera, car loans. Cap it at 3%. You can go lower, but you can't get any higher than 3%.
Yeah, and you know that
so many people be out of debt overnight, and that would help the economy immensely. But they want to keep people in servitude. They want to keep people slaves to the system.
They want people to lose everything they have, and if they that's one of the ways they got to do it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I keep getting phone calls from some company. They want to buy my house for cash. And it's like, no, go the hell away. I'm not selling my house right now because, number one, I wouldn't get enough money for it to be able to afford anywhere else. So guess what? I'm here I am, and I own my house. I don't owe any money on it except what the government tells me I have to pay them in rent every year. So, you know, if you got in a situation like that, if you're in America right now, if you own your house, you don't owe the bank any money, don't get rid of your house right now. And you'd be better off holding on to it. But I got to, you know, because we're going into the last half hour we got here, I got to play this this clip I had. And this has to do with communism versus capitalism. And the technique of deconstruction and how they do it. Because listen to it and pay attention to the similarities of everything that's going on right now and how they do it. Remember, Yuri Bezmenov back in 84 said that they were already done with the demoralization part and the destabilization was well underway. And we've seen it. And now they're trying to normalize it so that people will accept everything that's going on. And, that's how you take a country down. And that was his job in the KGB, was doing that. So just take a quick listen to this one. And again, pick out the similarities and tell me that you don't see this happening in our own country.
Phase between capitalism and communism. So you got capitalism empowers the individual. I point out there's two kinds of capitalism. There's this globalist, you know, George Soros, you know, West Bat, wants a one world government. But the individual capitalism, where you get to earn a living and make stuff and sell it, that empowers the individual. So capitalism empowers the individual. Socialism is this transition phase to take it all away until finally the government owns it all and you own nothing.
How is it that these people are embracing
deconstruction? It's a sales technique. If I was a a toothpaste salesman, the first thing I would do is say negative things about the toothpaste you're currently using. You're still using that old stuff? Don't you know it'll eat the enamel off your teeth? You're like, oh, really? You're repulsed by it. Now I have you into a neutral. You're open-minded. What are all the toothpastes out there? Then I give you my pitch for this Tartar Control Breast Freshener stuff. So you separated people from their past, get them into a neutral where they don't remember where they came from, and then you brainwash them into the future you have planned for them. Len?
Yeah, how have we not been seeing that happen here in the U.S.?
All right.
I mean, they're telling these generations, Gen Zs and the millennials and all that, how bad this country is. I mean, going through the public education system, indoctrination system that we have. So they're breaking an entire generation of Americans away from the past, away from the founding roots of our country by telling them these guys were evil, they were white slave owners, and only white people were slave owners because there were never any black slave owners in America, right? So they're trying to break us from our past and our foundings and bring them into the new way of thinking, which is absolutely not thinking at all. AI is going to be doing their thinking for them, and that's perfectly fine with the people that are running the show.
Well,
you know, it's an old technique. It's an old technique. Lenin was doing this over 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about all of these traitorous, satanic son of a bitches is that they're losing. And that's why they're pushing for 2025. They can't wait till 2030 because they're losing so much ground.
Yeah.
And even if they come out with Disease X and try to scare everybody, everybody's going to flip them the bird and say, you know what, we fell for this crap last time. We're not shutting down. We're not closing our business. I'm not going to mask my kid. That's going to happen nationwide. People are just going to say no to that, you know. So they've lost, what they wanted to do with the lockstep program. You know, they pulled it off the first time. They ain't going to pull it off the second time. You know, they're really, really going to have to put, like, guns to people's heads in order to get them to do what they did last time. So, they've lost a lot of power, they've lost a lot of ground, and they know it. And that's why they're scrambling. That's why they don't care about, you know, the Baltimore Bridge being freaking destroyed. And interesting on that, the 2 minutes in the black box recording is missing up to the time where it hits the bridge. How convenient. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
And so they're gonna deconstruct everything, you know, and whoever is here is who's ever here. But the thing is, people in this country, one thing, as stupid as a lot of people are in this country, they're not stupid enough to give all their freedom away. They're not stupid enough to give their parental rights away. They're not stupid enough to give everything they work their lives for away because the government is creating a new narrative.
They
be very hard this time.
People proved themselves that when this whole COVID experiment happened. By the way, that was a big experiment. We were all the guinea pigs, and they were, believe me, all these scientists and whatever in D.C. and bureaucracies were taking down notes and analyzing it. How many people followed along with everything the government told them to do? Okay, not even questioning it because the TV told me to do it. The
right.
TV said
the
this.
The TV, yeah.
And people went along. They were in lines going around city blocks in L.A. to get the damn shots. They were getting tested with those stupid testing kits like every week. Nobody had enough ability to think critically because of the propaganda that was put in there. To sit back for 5 minutes and go, something doesn't smell right with this.
Yeah,
now all these people are suffering the adverse effects, the deaths. Hospitals are making money by killing people, et cetera, and so on. And maybe now they're getting it. So I don't know. Believe me, these guys have got this stuff down to a science. See, how are people going to react? And people reacted exactly the way they should, except for a bunch of us who didn't believe it to begin with. Okay,
yeah,
but not enough.
The other thing that's a sad note on the whole COVID PSYOP, global PSYOP, was that when people were just being tested, there were these nano-sized things called TheraGrips that were inside of a lot of the swabs. And that's why they were pushing very, very, very close to the cribriform bone that is between your brain area and the top of your nasal passages.
Right.
And they were delivering these TheraGrips that had enough of the technology for this bioweapon they call in a freaking vaccine in the damn test swabs themselves. So people, even if they didn't get the vaccine, if they continuously got those swabs, they were being vaccinated with the swabs.
But the thing, dude, they did those tests, and you know, people would be coming back with positive results, whatever. But then you had these nurses in Texas, they would send these things in without doing anything to them. They wouldn't even touch the door handle.
It was a joke. You know,
they would send them
joke.
In, and the test would come back positive. The president of Tanzania sent in samples from fruit, and they would come back positive for COVID.
They killed him.
Oh, yeah, I know. They got rid of him quick. But here's the thing.
They killed him.
The thing about it, though, is even after that kind of fraud was shown to everybody, people still stood in line. They stood in those stupid little circles in the store. They wore their damn masks.
Oh,
and they stood in line. Please get me the next shot so I don't die from COVID. It's like, you're not going to die from COVID. You're going to die from the shot. No, right. Our government wouldn't do anything to hurt us. It's like, maybe now that they're starting to see the end results of all of this stuff, they'll smarten up and really start paying attention to who our government works for, because it ain't us. Okay, even like that clip I played earlier with Jordan Maxwell was saying, like, we're under a world maritime law here. Okay, we're not operating under constitutional government.
Yep. And, you know, getting back to that thing on the TheraGrips, I wanted to read this to you guys because, you know, they're putting this technology in everything, okay?
Yeah.
But the way that they did this is, listen to what it says here. It says, thousands of TheraGrips can be deployed in the GI tract. When the paraffin wax coating on the grippers reaches the temperature inside the body, the devices close autonomously and clamp into the colonic wall. The closing action causes teeny six-pointed devices to dig into the mucosa and remain attached to the colon, where they are retained and release their medicinal payloads. Now, I think about all the people that got that damn freaking swab stuck up their nose. And they got vaccinated whether they wanted to or not, not knowing. And that was brought to my attention by Dr. Lorraine Day, and sadly she's not with us anymore. But
they started getting rid of a lot of those people, whether destroying them professionally, destroying their character, or just getting rid of them off the face of the planet. You know, they didn't want that interference.
No.
Now, here's another interesting note on Executive Order 11110 that was issued by Kennedy in June 4th on 63, right? It said here that the order was an amendment to Executive Order 10289, dated September 17, 1951. All right. And by delegating the Secretary of the Treasury the President's authority to issue silver certificates under Thomas Amendment. All right. But it goes down further, and it says here, according to Jim Mars, right, in his book Crossfire, he presented the theory that Kennedy was trying to rein in the power of the Federal Reserve, and
that
forces opposed to such action might have played at least some part in the assassination. Mars alleged that the issuance – yeah, I would say all. The issuance of the Executive Order 11110 was an effort by Kennedy to transfer power from the Federal Reserve's to the United States Department of Treasury by replacing Federal Reserve notes with silver certificates.
Right. No.
And the thing is, right now with gold, everybody's buying gold to hedge their bets on what's going on financially. But a lot of people are talking about a lot of people are talking about the fact that silver is actually more valuable than gold and to buy it up.
Yeah, I heard that there was, because of its uses, it is. But here's the thing with Kennedy. He did not issue silver certificates. And the authority, because I had to research this a little while back, his authority to issue his executive order didn't come from a previous one. That may have been a precursor to it. But it came from an agricultural bill that was passed in the 1930s. And he took advantage of it. The bills that he issued were backed by silver, but they weren't technically silver certificates. They were United States notes. It says it right. I've got a couple of them. It says it right at the top of the where it usually says Federal Reserve note. It said United States note. It was not stamped in blue like most silver certificates are. It's stamped red. So it's got a red seal and red serial numbers. And those were the ones, and circulated 1963. Those were the ones that Kennedy issued. Those were actual lawful money, not legal tender. That was lawful money in the United States, and that's one of the biggest reasons they got rid of them. You know, he challenged the Federal Reserve's monopoly over the money supply, and they're not having it. But if you can find them, you can go to your local coin store. There's a nice big one in Van Nuys that I used to go to a lot. They may have some of them. You can pick them up. And when the guy sold them to me, he did a one-to-one trade. It's like, oh, that one's worth $5. That one's worth $2. And that's what I paid for them. And here, you can take my worthless Federal Reserve note, and I'll take the lawful money from the United States. So, but they had 20s, but they before those could even be put out on, out into circulation, Kennedy got shot, and they burned them all. So,
yeah, well, I got to give him, at least 100% for his effort.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I wish we had others that would do it. I wish Trump would do it. I wish he would take on the Federal Reserve.
Well, Ron Paul was trying to do it, but, he
couldn't get enough support. Yeah, he couldn't get enough support in Congress to do it.
Well, no, man. The next day you'd see half of Congress suicided. you want to get rid of the Federal Reserve? Oh, we know where your kid plays in the afternoon. Oh, by the way, we know where your wife shops.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if something happened to them on their way home from school.
Yeah, it'd be shamed if they found you at the bottom of a cement foundation 25 years from now when they redo the construction of a new government building.
Yeah, right next to Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, it's just like, unfortunately, people like Rashid Buttar, who was adamant about this bioweapon being a bioweapon. And then the stupid guy on 60 Minutes saying, I think you're a big disinformation agent and that you're spreading a bunch of misinformation.
Yeah, and how true did that turn out to be, though?
Right. The 60 Minutes guy turned out to be the liar of all time.
Yeah, and he turned to be vaccinated, and then he passed away the next year.
Yeah.
By the way, who was that? Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Yeah, it was one of the interviewers for 60 Minutes.
Oh,
but,
my Lord.
He was doing his job attacking Rashid Buttar, and Rashid was telling the truth. And the thing is, that's where we're at this point in history. That's why last night when I was watching Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter.
Yeah.
When he got up off his desk, damn guy had a revolver in his freaking belt. So... these people, they're getting ready for anything. A lot of these people know that by opening their mouths, they're putting a lot on the line.
Well, that's the thing, too, though, especially with the mainstream media. Excuse me, fake stream media.
Or lame stream
media. There's nothing that they say that you can believe anymore. I mean, watching people still to this day, they put on Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough totally slanted. Keith Olbermann, who's still out there trying to remain relevant, you know, gets out there and starts yelling at the camera and puts it on YouTube. But you've got all the other mainstream medias, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, all their affiliates that come underneath them. People still looked at Rachel Maddow like she's telling them the God honest truth when she's a bigger idiot than anybody I know. And they're all pushing the same stupid propaganda, regardless of what the issue is. It's always the the globalist propaganda. It's like the guy said in the video, that it's all deconstruction, and they're trying to give these generations that came up after me, they're trying to break them from our past and tell them that our past is wrong. We got to embrace the new future, which is all going to be alphabets and AI. So
yeah, well, I'll never forget, I don't remember the lady's name, but she mentioned a thing about AI, how it will be impossible for AI to take over, because there was a group of 40 scientists that took 200 billion neurons with trillions of connections with synapses to simulate 1 second of the human brain operating, and it took them 45 minutes to conduct that 1 second experiment.
Yeah, our brain is
pretty
damn amazing.
Take that into perspective. There's no AI that can do that much.
Our brain is like the biggest, and our bodies are like the most advanced data gathering system you can possibly make. Look, we only got about a minute left, and I told Nikki I would play this song that she sent to me. Something about Joe Biden. I hadn't listened to it yet, so... But I told her I would, so here
it is. I'm sure it's good if it's on Nikki's list.
The burden abiding, Joe, where you hiding? Not that I give a shit. Speaking of that, that's what I think about you and your politics. Biden's a burden, this is certain. Can't let them Democrats in. So close the gate, no time to wait. We gotta let them Trump boys win.
Okay, that was it.
Okay.
She sent it to me and I told her I'd play it.
That's cool.
Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. We will see you on Friday on the Granada Forum, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Have a good one, everybody. Stay safe. And remember, if you can't be good, be bad. Bye, everybody.
Can you hold on 1 minute?
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A freedomslips.com. Crypt Riff, I think, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in.